This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today I am doing a solo cast on the topic of why does stock content not work? But before I get into that, I want to thank RepairPal for sponsoring the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. RepairPal's certified network of shops are trusted by millions of customers each month. Learn more at repairpal.com/shops. All right, so this idea of stock content, it comes up pretty often when we are on sales calls and when we're teaching classes and these sorts of things. So first, let me define what is stock content, and I'm talking about website content. Stock content is the content that a website company will put on your website that they put on everybody else's website as well. There are companies out there that, you know, they'll build a website in a week and it's a template website. It's got stock photography, but it's got stock content also. And there are companies out there that build very nice websites that also use stock content. And that doesn't mean that stock content exists throughout the website. It just means that there are places on the website where there is stock content. And I'm going to get into the ins and outs of, you know, does it actually hurt you to have stock content on the website and all of that? But we will get there. So usually the stock content comes in the form of vehicles pages and services pages. So you'll have a website that, you know, up in the navigation, it'll say vehicles, and you do a drop down and it's got a page for every type of vehicle, you know, pretty much ever made. You know, it's got your Ford, Chevy, Toyota, Honda, you know, all that stuff. And they'll put the vehicles in there that you work on. And you know, if they're doing their job well, they don't put the ones in there that you don't work on. You know, so if you don't do Euro, they don't put Mercedes and BMW and all that in there. But these pages are essentially the same exact pages that they put on every other website that they build. So, you know, before you know it, you know, you got 400, in some cases with some of the bigger companies out there, you know, they might have 3,000 different auto repair shop websites out there that have a Chevrolet page on it that's the same across all 3,000 of those pages. And when you, as the client, look at your website, you're like, oh, look at all of this great content. And the problem with it is that when your website is one website of hundreds that have the same content, if your website is one website of tens, if your website is one website of three or four websites that have the same content, then that content is not going to perform in search because Google looks at that and they're like, oh, this is, you know, the same content that's over here. And if somebody is doing a search and they're, searching for, you know, Chevrolet repair and service, that Chevrolet page on your website is not going to do you any good because Google looks at that and they're like, well, there's nothing unique about this. There's lots of websites that have this content on it. So why would we display this in the search results? And I say this all the time, and people really need to understand that the search engine's business is providing the best search results that it possibly can. And if they are providing low quality search results, then they are going to get beat out by their competition. So, you know, they're in a business just like anyone else is. The difference with them is that they're not like geographically significant or anything like that. An auto repair shop, you can't just go to any auto repair shop. You're going to go to one that is reasonably close to you. With the search engines, you can pick any of them. So there needs to be a reason why you would go to that search engine. And typically that reason why is because that search engine gives you the most reliable, the best results for the search queries that you enter into it. So when your website has the same content as a whole bunch of others, serving that content to someone, yeah, there's nothing special about it. And that is, in the SEO world, what we would refer to as duplicate content. I have had people come to me before and they bring me a whole bunch of content and it's like, oh, this is great. But one of the first things that we do is we'll take that content, we'll copy a block of it, go drop it in Google and see what happens. And sure enough, they copied it off of somebody else's website that they liked. And you should never do that. You don't want to copy someone else's content because it's not doing you any good and it's not doing them any good either. Now, the other reason that it doesn't work, because once you get somebody to the website, maybe you have a very well optimized home page. Maybe you have a very well optimized auto repair page, and somebody comes to your website and they've got a Honda and they go over to the vehicles page and they see Honda in the list. Okay, it works for them at least to be able to see, yes, they work on Honda, but it's just generic content. And in this case, maybe it's good enough. You know, maybe I'm stretching here a little bit. But if you've been listening to us for any amount of time, you know that we are big on know, like, and trust. People don't know, like, and trust you based off of just generic content. You know, they don't like it. You know, they don't get to know, like, and trust you based off of generic content on your website or generic content on your social media or anywhere else. They need something that shows your personality and who you are and your expertise and your knowledge and all that. Stock content doesn't do that. If you ever go read one of these pages, they have to make it very, very generic so that it works for every shop that they put it out there. And usually it gives like some history of the vehicle brand and, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, does that really even belong on an auto repair shop website? The answer, it's no. You know, so it's just low quality. Well, it's going to accomplish two things. It makes the uneducated shop owner happy that, oh, I have all these pages on my website. And then the visitor to your website, they can look quickly and see, oh, they do work on this brand of car. You know, so it does accomplish that. Now, does stock content help you? No, it does not. Does stock content hurt you? No, it does not. And there was a day and time when it would have hurt you. The search engine's algorithms used to really dislike duplicate content. Now, it's generally accepted that they're not going to penalize you for it. They're just not going to do anything to make your website rank any better for it either. So how do you know if your website has stock content on it? Well, you do what I told you we do when somebody gives us a bunch of content. Just go to your website. Like I say, it's typically going to be on the vehicles pages or on the services pages. I could almost even leave it on the vehicles pages. I can deal with that. It's like, okay, you know, whatever. On the services pages, I don't want anything to do with that because I really need those services pages to rank. And I'll come back to the vehicles pages on the matter of ranking or not. But it's too important to me that if somebody is searching for auto AC repair or tires and alignments or something like that, I need the website to rank for that. So I want high quality, unique content that shows off who we are, gives a little bit of our personality, and it like shares what's special about us and our knowledge and maybe the tooling and equipment that we have to work on to do that type of work.
Our friends at RepairPal are making today's episode possible. Don't lose work to your competition. Today's consumers check pricing during all stages of the repair process, before, during, and after. Did you know that 81% of them do online price comparisons before making a purchase, and customers that check your price after they've already authorized the work do so after calling the competition? But RepairPal, the largest auto repair network, has a solution. Their Fair Price Estimator tool can be put on your website to help you build trust with consumers up front to demystify price, help educate consumers about what's involved in a repair, bring you higher web traffic, and prevent your customers from calling your competition. You have to be in it to win it, so head on over to RepairPal.com/shops and set up a call to learn more about becoming RepairPal certified. When you sign up, you'll get 1 month of service free and save $150 off certification. That's RepairPal.com/shops.
When it comes to the vehicles pages, it depends. If I'm a specialty shop, I need high quality, unique content that gets those pages to rank. If I work on things like Euro, the European models, or diesels, or anything where the person who's driving it thinks it's special and that it needs a certain type of mechanic to work on it. So people who drive Mercedes and BMW, they think I need someone who knows Mercedes and BMWs to work on this. They know that not just any auto repair shop can do that. Somebody who drives one of the diesel trucks, they know I can't just bring that to any auto repair shop. I need somebody who knows how to work on that. And you could even get into some of them like Subaru, for example. You know, people may feel like that is a special vehicle that only certain people can work on. But once you get into the mainstream brands, Chevy, Honda, Toyota, Ford, Chrysler, you know, all that, people tend to think I can just bring that to any auto repair shop. They don't search for Hyundai mechanic. You know, they don't search for Chevy mechanic for their Chevy Malibu. they just search for auto repair shop mechanic near me. And we see the search queries that people use. So we know, I'm not like just saying this off based off of a hunch. I'm telling you that those search queries, they never happen. If somebody is searching for that, they're searching for the dealership. They'll search for like Chevrolet dealership or Chevrolet service. And when they're searching for Chevy service, they're searching for the dealership. They're not looking for you. So you definitely want your services pages to be good, unique content, and your vehicles pages don't really matter. You definitely want your homepage to be good, unique content. But again, to find out if you have stock content on your website, you just go copy a block of text, typically from that vehicles page or from the services pages. You could check every page on your website, especially if you didn't provide the content, which our clients do not provide content to us. We write custom written content on the websites that we do. So just because you didn't provide the content does not mean you have stock content. There are definitely companies out there who create very high quality content. But in many cases, especially if you did not provide the content, you're going to have stock content on your website. If your website was built very quickly, company turned around your website in a week or two, it probably has stock content on it. So all that you do is just go copy a block of text, go drop it into Google and do a search. And all of a sudden, you'll see every other website that has that on it. You'll see all these websites from other auto repair shops that show up in the search results. And if you click on them and scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see that they were all made by the same company because, you know, they have their own stock content that they're using. So again, it's not something that is hurting you, but it's not something that is helping you. So stock content, it's not ideal. Same thing with, you know, when I talk about content in the context that I'm talking about it right now, I'm talking about the actual text on the page. But you also have stock content like, you know, stock photography, which stock photography is not ideal. We always want to have just good pictures of your real shop with your real team working on real cars. And that is always going to provide the best experience for the person who is coming to your website. Because when they come to your website, you think about what they're looking for. They want to get to know kind of who you are and what you do. And are you capable of repairing their car for them? And, you know, having a picture of some, you know, tech over in Europe, you know, wearing overalls that has a big freaking wrench in his hand, that's not representative of what is really happening in your shop. I hope this helps. When it comes to content, you can hire writers to write content. Like if you have a website full of stock content and you're happy with your website, it doesn't mean you need a new website. You can always have new content written for it and send it to the web company and they should replace it for you. But you can hire writers to write it. You can use ChatGPT. And look, you don't just go to ChatGPT and say, write me a page about auto AC repair. You have to be very, very specific. You give it lots of information about your company. You tell it all the little details about what makes you special. If you're writing an air conditioning page, then you're going to tell it the things that you believe about air conditioning repair. Like, you know, for example, how often should somebody replace their cabin filter? You'll tell it, you know, we believe that people should replace their cabin filter at this interval. You'll tell it the different types of refrigerant that you work on, the types of equipment that you have to do it, whether or not you're, you know, max certified and, you know, environmentally friendly. And you tell it what your shop is known for and where it's located. And like you just give it a complete dissertation about your shop. You tell it everything that you can think of about your shop. And then you say, write me an auto AC page based off of this information. And it'll give you pretty darn good quality content. You can tell the style of writing that you want and everything. So, you know, AI, I hated it when it first came out. I have learned to embrace it and we have learned to use it really, really well in our agency. If I give you something that we wrote for your shop, you're going to look at it and be like, man, they nailed it. They know our shop really well. Whereas a lot of the companies that are out there using AI, you're going to read it and be like, there's nothing special about that. So you can do a lot with AI. So you can hire writers to write it. You can have AI write it. Or really the best option is to write it yourself. And then, you know, if you're just not a writer, you can write it yourself and have somebody edit it for you. You can write it yourself and you can have AI edit it for you. But when you write it yourself or when you do a really, really good job of prompting ChatGPT, you're going to get content that's just going to be really, really good. It'll typically perform pretty well in the search engines. If you go, I'll link it in the show notes. I've got an SEO writing template on our website. If you go to our website, shopmarketingpros.com, and go to the free stuff tab, you'll find the SEO writing template. And I tell you like how often you should use your keywords and places that you should use them and stuff like that. And that can really help from an SEO standpoint because you can create really good content that doesn't necessarily perform well in search. Usually it will just by default, because the search engines are now, they're really looking for content as if you're a human speaking to a human. And if you're telling them all about the different, you know, the auto AC repair and the different types of refrigerant and the tooling that you have and all that stuff, then it's probably going to perform pretty well in search. You still have to go into your page and you have to use the right headings and title tags and meta descriptions and all that stuff. You know, you still need to put good images and use image alt text and all that. Like, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, I'm actually about to create a new, I have an old SEO course out there, but I'm about to create a new one where I'm going to dive into all of these things so that somebody can get a good understanding of it. But it's not rocket science. It's really just putting things in the various places that the search engine is looking for and giving them a good idea of what this page is about. And from that, you know, they can tell who it is that you're looking for to be brought into that page. And if you create the best content, and with a auto repair shop, if they're geographically close to your location, you got a really good chance of showing up in search when somebody is searching. So I hope that helps. I probably gave you way too much information on the topic. Again, we are just one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. There's some really good information out there, y'all. If you go to aftermarketradionetwork.com, you're going to find all of the podcasts on the network. I mean, we have a podcast by a technician, you know, Matt Fanslow with Diagnosing the Aftermarket. You got Hunt Demarest, who is a CPA, business by the numbers. You got Chris Cotton, who is a coach, the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton. You got us talking about marketing. You got all of the main shows on Remarkable Results Radio. And then I believe there's something new coming pretty soon, too. It's just a wealth of information, y'all. Head over to aftermarketradionetwork.com and look at the different podcasts that are there. We thank you for listening. Once again, I thank RepairPal for sponsoring this episode. Without them, this would not be possible. So give them your support, and I hope you'll listen in again next week. Until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.